This stuff makes so much sense for everyone. Often with this sort of situation where you're talking about the safety of walkers, the safety of people on bikes, that kind of thing, it's almost we're pitted against motorists. The thing that nobody seems to understand is that everyone is in favour of safer streets, drivers included, because no driver wants to be in a situation that they come onto a roundabout and they end up knocking somebody off a bike in the way that happened 2 weeks ago on Skerrett Roundabout. This is something that benefits everyone, and I really, really think that our decision makers need to start factoring in safety and our comfort and our access when it comes to road and street design in Galway.
Where does that decision lie as regards change? Who makes that decision? Is it City Council? Is it the government? Where does it need to be made that we do have safer streets?
I think that it's very clear that in Galway, it's not just Galway, but I do think that in terms of decisions that are taken in Galway, the primary priority of the people designing the streets and the roads is traffic flow. And while it's great for traffic to flow, I think that other things have to come into play. And when you see roundabouts like this one, where you have multiple lanes of traffic merging onto the roundabout, where you have no way for people walking to safely cross from one side of the road to the other, it's very, very clear that safety isn't a priority right now. Now, I don't think that's deliberate. I think that's kind of almost something that happens by omission, by tradition, a culture almost that emerges over many, many years. You can't sort of blame individuals, but I think that really the people taking decisions now have to seriously think about what is in their heads when they are looking at these roads. For example, we're looking now at this road and this roundabout and everything being redesigned with bus connects, which is great, and it will be safer then. But what people are saying in that conversation is, well, everything will happen once bus connects goes in. Everything will be safer then. That's going to take a couple of years. What I would argue is, why don't we look at making this roundabout safer in the short term, and other roundabouts like it, safer in the short term, and then when bus connects comes in, that will bring the whole thing together. Why do we have to wait for safety? Why is traffic flow the priority when you could actually make things safer in the short term? For example, by lessening the number of lanes that come in to the roundabout at the moment. That's something that could be done. It would take a little bit of courage, but, you know, it would make things safer until Bus Connects comes in.
To explain to those listening, we are actually on the island, shall we say, which is the Garda station is directly across from us. The one thing I must notice, and it is something maybe a point that you want to put across, is that it is a combination. It's not just cyclists that are here, it's cyclists, walkers, and motorists have been, as we mentioned, given their support. And a message that's been put across, the signs look fantastic, and the bike is a great example. You've started to get the message across. I don't think the message is fully there, but you have got started.
Yeah, we've started. No, the message isn't getting fully across. I mean, I would have thought that a group of citizens taking time out of their day calling for safety would garner sort of support from people in the council and that kind of thing. Now, we do have people here, and they're fantastic, and we've had great support from the likes of Councillor Niall Murphy and his colleagues and that kind of thing in the Green Party. But I don't think, a lot of the time, I wouldn't want to be dramatic about it, but we're almost cast as, you know, agitators or the enemy or, you know, this kind of thing. And it's so silly when you look, this is families, this is grandparents, this is, we're not troublemakers, we're just looking for safer streets. And I don't see why that is so hard or such a troublesome thing to ask for. You know, asking to get home safely after work shouldn't be a big thing. It shouldn't be a major thing to ask. And I just feel so horrified about what happened to that poor man who didn't get home to his family, you know, and who has a long recovery ahead of him. And yeah, we just wish him all the best, I guess.